Tonight's New Testament reading is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 to 20. Hear the word of the Lord. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Bless the reading of today's word.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Did anyone notice anything a little bit different about the scripture passage that Arlie just read? Did it sound a little off? Maybe some words were a little unfamiliar. Well, you are correct. The version that I had Arlie read is the translation from the King James Bible, and we usually use a different translation in worship. But on this Christmas Eve, I wanted to read the scripture passage from a special Bible. This Bible actually belonged to my great-grandmother, Evelyn Brannan. It was given to her by her sister Ethel for her birthday in 1957, the same year that my father was born. This Bible was given to me by Evelyn's daughter, my grandmother, as a Christmas present many Christmases ago, long before anyone knew that I would grow up to be a minister. My grandmother wanted me to have something to remember my father's family by. See, I was quite young when my father passed away. It's barely out of my teenage years. One of the hardest things about losing a parent so young is that part of your family history dies with them. What I treasure about this Bible is that my great-grandmother used it to record significant dates in the life of our family. Birth dates, dates of marriages, dates of a few divorces, and dates when family members passed away, all recorded with care in my great-grandmother's elegant handwriting. In our scripture passage for this evening, we learn that Joseph didn't have anything like a family Bible to record the events in the life of his family. He and his pregnant fiancée Mary had to travel from Nazareth to Bethlehem in order to be counted in Caesar Augustus's census. Basically, they had to return home to where Joseph was from to be counted. Now, this journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem would have been difficult. Imagine going horseback riding in the dark on a country road while 9 months pregnant. And you'll have a sense of how difficult this journey was for this family. But it was actually a pretty typical means of traveling in the ancient Near East. They would have seen it as an ordinary trip home. But when Mary and Joseph arrive in Bethlehem, Mary goes in to labor. It says in our scripture passage that Mary cannot deliver the baby in Joseph's family's inn. But what they don't tell us is actually, according to the customs and laws of that time, women were considered unclean for a month after they gave birth. But so was everyone else in their household. So if Mary gave birth in Joseph's family's home, no one in that family would be allowed to go to temple for a month, and they would be cut off from their friends and their social network. So Mary decides to give birth to Jesus in an ordinary manger, surrounded by animals and straw. On this extraordinary night, something even more extraordinary happens. An angel of the Lord appeared to ordinary shepherds. Shepherds keeping watch of their flock by night. The angel tells the shepherds, "Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all people. Today, in the city of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." The shepherds encounter God when they are in the midst of tending to their ordinary duties. See, God chose to enter human history as a little baby born to Mary in Bethlehem. The ordinary circumstances of Jesus' birth cry out to us that God is trying to relate to God's people in a new way. The birth of the baby Jesus marks the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy. "And I will walk among you and be your God, and you will be my people." On this Christmas Eve, like the shepherds, we too prepare ourselves for the good news of Jesus. We light candles, we sing hymns, we read scripture. And we gather together with family, friends, and neighbors to bear witness to the miracle of God becoming man and dwelling among us. All of this preparation on this holy night compels us to reflect on how we see God's work unfolding in the midst of our everyday, ordinary lives. When I think about God at work in my life, I often think of the people that God has placed in my life. I think of grandparents who gave me Bibles, who took me to every vacation Bible school in the South Hills in the early 2000s, who bought me books when I was in seminary. But I also think of my parents, and I think of the sacrifices that they made so I could be standing here tonight. My dad had the unenviable task of teaching me how to read when I was a child, and my mom has moved me something like 9 times in the last 5 years. But most of all, I think of the people in our congregations, of the men and the women that God has called together to be God's people in this time and in these places. This evening, I couldn't help but think of all of the invisible helpers who've been working tirelessly in the last week to prepare for this service. Because, friends, the good news of the Incarnation, well, I mean, good news and bad news, depending on how you look at it, is that we would not know the good news were it not for shepherds tending to their flock by night. Shepherds who, on an ordinary night, witnessed something extraordinary, then had the courage to go and tell other people what they saw. This is good news and bad news because this good news is not just for those of us gathered in this room this evening, but for all people. And in order for this to be good news, our lives must bear witness to the belief that the real King of Peace, Jesus Christ, is indeed among us. Christmas is the active remembering of what God has already accomplished in Jesus, and the hope that Jesus is coming again to restore creation to its intended glory. Friends, let us now go from this place on this foggy Christmas Eve, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with whoever we meet along our ordinary journeys. Thanks be to God. In Jesus' name, amen.